Bonjour, bienvenue à Mapping Paris, a podcast that takes you around the city of Paris and all its different sites. Each episode is by a different student and will give you an insight onto a new place and how they approached it. From the Rosa Parks mural to the Hasard Ludique, you will discover a new way of encountering Paris.
We are inventing the future here. How does Station F stage an entangled present and past for a Parisian startup culture? In 2017, Station F, the world's largest startup incubator, opened as an anchor to the Paris Rive Gauche building development, the largest development in Paris since Haussmann's renovations, enticing new business to the capital. This is located in the 13th arrondissement, southeast of the city. Innovation hubs, such as Station F, are designed as part of wider city regeneration programs worldwide to entice startup culture and investment to accommodate the new knowledge economy. Startup culture is future-oriented and favors collaborative and productive workplaces. However, my site visit to Station F suggested an entanglement between the future-oriented space and its appropriation of the past through its reuse of an industrial structure. Station F reuses an abandoned 1920s railway infrastructure called Halle Fraissinet. It is a compelling example of the entangled fragments of the railway and industrial economy and the conversion towards a knowledge-based economy. This process pacifies the perception of high technology industries by familiarizing itself with its industrial past. Station F is staged at the crossroads of an attempt to disavow the historical past whilst being unable to untether itself from it. The way I conducted the site visit was unusual but productive. I used my camera and phone's recording application, capturing the sounds and simultaneously taking photographs as I traversed from the 12th arrondissement, Pont de Bercy, crossing the Seine, and into the 13th. After the visit, I did some post-production. Using an editing software, I overlaid the sound recording, matched a photograph, replaced my sound recording layer with the 24:57 Station F big launch party with Emmanuel Macron audio from the opening day of Station F and just transcribed the video to match the photos with the text. Yes, I know, it seems tedious, but the results were these images. The photographs along with a transcription and timecode. I am on the edge of the arrondissement. There's an industrial feel. The factory smoke, the cranes, Mitterrand's BNF, and head up, the half-constructed buildings. In my ear, Roxane Varga, Station F's founder, tells me the 13th is constantly evolving. Evolving implies growing, maturing, and as I get closer to the 13th, I remember Station F is another attempt at utilising urban infrastructure to create a new economy in an arrondissement that has experienced continual industrialisation and post-war regeneration, from Gare d'Austerlitz to Italy 13. People often ask Roxane if there are enough startups to fill the space. Seriously? She replies, sarcastically, as two Line 6 metros cross each other over the bridge, one heading to Place Italie, and the other to Nation. In a capitalist system, there is always, it appears, space for new industry. The museum city, looking forwards, backwards. Taking a left down Parvis Alain Turing, while Anne Hidalgo reminds me of where we are, nothing else than the most beautiful city in the world, I suddenly felt a sense of nervousness. Was I allowed to be here? Was my grey Eastpak backpack a sore thumb or a typical attire? Anne Hidalgo has a new plan for Paris, what she currently calls a museum city. She wants to change the destiny of the city towards inventing a future. Meanwhile, the photographs show us the recreation of a classic Paris enamel street sign, Parvis Alain Turing, created in 2017. Station F created new streets and passages, producing a staging of the past by naming pathways after historical leaders in science and computation, who, you get the sense, brought us into the present. Fences, grills, metal, an environment which contradicts the site's past, the nod to the mathematicians and scientists, as well with old and new street signs perched in front of modern builds entangled. The site cannot disconnect itself from the past. It is enveloped by it. In this moment, Hidalgo explains, history gives Parisians the ability to be stronger. It reminds me of Marx's words, in like manner, a beginner who has learnt a new language always translates it back into his mother tongue. But he has assimilated the spirit of the new language and can freely express himself in it only when he finds his way in it without recalling the old and forget his native tongue in the use of the new. Respectively, Station F is incapable of disentangling itself from the past. Hidalgo emphasizes inventing the future here. As a photo shows another street sign, this time saying Rue Ada Lovelace, against a dominating red fence and a no-entry sign. She says, "You are the generation who invented many things, new spaces of communication." Ironically, she is standing in a former transshipment hub, an important and large space of communication, suppressing the element of its history as a commodification-based industry, when in fact, it is simply a renewed reconstruction of this industry. As Castells explains, in the same way that railroads were the indispensable infrastructure for the formation of a national market in the US in the 19th century, so the expansion of information systems based on telecommunications and computers has provided the technological medium for the formation of a world economy functioning in real time on a day-to-day basis. Our generation is attentive to the climate, attentive to the planet, Hidalgo says, while overlaid on colossal constructions for the big technology companies, whose data centres are on a trajectory of consuming more than the aviation industry of annual CO2 emissions. Let's go on a digital adventure. As I am walking down the back alley of Station F, past the knotted wires behind the glass and the Uber-supporting motorbikes, Macron tells me, "We need to attract the world here so people can make businesses and go on an adventure, a digital adventure." On the north end of the site where I walk down, the glass in the building lets me peer inside, witnessing wires wrapped and plugged around each other, reminding me of the physicality involved with technology, often assuming it only exists in the cloud. On the left-hand side, there is still the red fence slithering down the length of Station F. Behind it, dirt and some numbers painted in white. Through my earphones, Macron says that what has brought me here today is my entrepreneurial spirit. A leaning tree is being held up by some tape or string. This is being entrepreneurial. The red slither has nearly finished. It leads to the staircase, guiding upwards. I hadn't realised I was below street level until now. Simultaneously, I am reminded that this digital adventure is French. The word entrepreneur is French, Macron proudly says. It was stolen by the Anglo-Saxons. To be French, is that to be an entrepreneur? I drift to Foucault's definition of entrepreneur of the self, whereby one's identity is an individual business, an extension of your sense of self. The epistemology of entrepreneur can be applied with the notion of the digital adventure, from its 15th century root of enterprise, meaning adventurous disposition, readiness to undertake challenges, spirit of darings and meaning, which can be adapted effortlessly to the railway industry through the idea of a new transport, commercialization, and new infrastructure. "You have decided to write the next pages for the planet," Macron tells me, as I stare at the glue femicide A4 pages that have become permanent part of the walls of Paris. But here, half stripped away, new pages are being written while others are being torn down. "People who are nothing," is Macron's description of the people we will come across at train stations. The nothing resonates in my head. The inequality of startup companies, specifically as a network structure associated with Web 2.0 on digital cooperative, create new forms of exclusion. It is only a site of pure capitalism. Again, it's repurposing of industrial space for a new infrastructure, only this time for information systems rather than railway systems. France should be a country where we want to succeed, as the misplaced red Caca Capitalisme graffiti is sprayed on the concrete wall. Macron is speaking to me, as part of this new creative class, or new urban elite, in one which directly widens the gap and displaces the working class further into the suburbs. Manuel Casals also speaks of the informational mode of development that divides the city and how it only allows for flourishment for these new urban elites and excludes the working class. Moreover, the actual investment into such neighbourhoods is usually low, as seen with London's Silicon Roundabout in Old Street. It is clear that the entangled past and future manifested itself in Station F, despite attempts to solely look towards the future. Instead, through my spatial lens, I was able to produce a relationship between Station F's physicality and social structures which is necessary when trying to understand the site. My mind was wandering to all the other repurposed railway industry buildings in France, from Ground Control in the 12th to La Friche Belle de Mai in Marseille, as I headed to find somewhere to sit. I went to the Anti-Café. Either you pay for an hour to sit or you buy the coffee and leave after 20 minutes, says the young tattooed waitress. Coffee to go, please.